Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Leticia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. And you guys know we start off every episode with our side eyes. So do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay, so my side eye is from last week when we were here in Sydney.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm completely in the wrong or if this should even be a side eye because I'm your mum and my job as a mum doesn't end even though you're 20 years old. But I was a little annoyed because we travel to Sydney all the time and we both have our own, you know, individual businesses, I guess you could say. But every single time we come to Sydney, I always end up paying for all the Ubers and all your food, basically.
Because you're my mum.
I know, but if you travelled with someone else, would they have to pay for your...
No, because they're not my mum. Also, Deja was here and you were paying for all of her stuff.
She's 13, Leticia. Yeah. You're 20 and you have your own job.
I know, but like I literally...
And okay, I just think it's a little unfair.
For?
Listen,
what did
listen,
you pay
listen.
For, though?
55 Ubers?
My Nando's. You paid for my Nando's. That was $10. I'll transfer you $10 right now if you didn't really
what about
that press
all the
over
Ubers?
$10.
What about all the Ubers?
All the Ubers? It literally doesn't even matter because you would be going there with Deja anyway. So I would, like, even if I wasn't even there, like, you'd be going there anyway. So, like, why don't I just get in? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is why I'm a little torn
like,
about
I'm literally,
it.
Like, if you just closed your eyes.
Okay, listen.
Like, listen, it would be the same thing.
If Deja wasn't there, I would still be paying for your Ubers.
Because you're my mum and you can
but
take
see,
care of me
I don't,
for 2 days out of the entire year.
Listen to me. This is what I don't understand and why I feel it's a little unfair is because with Basically Besties, we get 50% each. Yet I'm the one who pays for all the expenses. Isn't that a little unfair? Shouldn't
no,
it then be 60%? You get 40%.
No.
Why?
Stop giving them ideas. Okay. And second of all, like when have I ever like asked you for money or like I'm such a good daughter, I've never been like, oh, can I have some money? Like I've never asked you for money. So maybe you should just be grateful because like when Deja's growing up, she gets spoiled with all this stuff. Like when I was a kid, I didn't get much. So the least
yeah,
you could
because
do
I was broke.
Yeah, so the least you could do is like remake up for it now and just book your Ubers because I'm going the same place anyways. Like, imagine if I was just somebody on the street who didn't even know you. Like would you just not give me a ride? Like I'm going the same place anyways. So
Tisha,
it doesn't even matter.
You're spoiled. I'm talking about work. Like literally we're going on a family trip and guess who's paying for you to come. Me. I'm paying for all your accommodation, all your food. Correct?
Yes.
And the only reason I find it a bit weird is because we're going to work together. It's not like we're going on a family trip.
Okay, do you want to split the $8 Uber into $4? $8 from here to the airport. I'll give you my $2 coins in my bag right now.
I don't want your coins.
Exactly.
Well, how about we put up a poll on our Instagram and the besties can decide who needs to be paying for the Ubers, if it should be me, you, or split. What?
I think Deja should pay for it. She makes more money than both of us.
maybe we should make her pay for it.
Well, I've actually had a pretty good week, I'm not going to lie. I ended up booking a trip and going to Japan. This sounds so bad, like saying I'm going to Japan when I can't even pay for the Uber. But that's what I'm saying, Mum. Like, you're letting me live my life and experience things.
It is good seeing you live your life.
You know, so I ended up going to Japan and I went by myself. I knew no one over there. And when I was there, I met this girl named Gracie and I thought we would just hang out once, but we honestly ended up getting along so well. So we literally ended up hanging out like the entire week, which was so good because looking back, I actually don't know what I would have done by myself for a whole week.
So how did you meet Gracie? Was she just one of your followers and DM'd you? Or?
Yeah, so she DM'd me on Instagram and she's like, hey, I'm from Tokyo. If you want to go out, she said something along the lines of that. And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Did you stalk her first to make sure?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I always see the thing is I've done this before. When I went to Bali by myself, another girl messaged me and she's like, hey, Letitia, I seen you're in Bali from your videos. I was actually supposed to come here with a friend, but she bailed if you want to hang out one night. And we ended up hanging out for the rest of the trip as well.
I love this.
And we're like best friends. We talk every single day to this day. It's been like 2 years. So
maybe I need to go on a solo trip and make some new friends.
Literally. But the thing is, you always, like I always stalk the account first to make sure
it's they not look like cool. A fake account.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
So Gracie looked really cool. So we ended up hanging out and we got along so well the entire trip. She literally made my trip. But my side eye is we only knew each other for like 3 or 4 days, right? But I felt like we got so close because we were spending so much time together and we just got each other straight away. And on the last day, she's driving me to the airport and we're just like vibing out. And she's like, oh, I got you a gift in the back of the seat. And I was like, what? Like, I was just so shocked.
Mm.
And it was this little pink gift bag and I brought it to the front. It was just like all these Japanese snacks and there was like a souvenir and there was a card and I just started like bawling my eyes out. Like even though like it was just like snacks and stuff, like I was just like so emotional.
Yeah. I'm going to cry
it's
now.
So it's so emotional because sweet. I was like, oh my God, I'm literally going to cry. But aww. I'm like, I literally don't know like when I'll see her again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, isn't she coming to your birthday?
Well, yeah, I invited her to my birthday and she is going to come, but. That was my side eye because she's probably like, what the hell? I've known this girl for like 3 days. But like literally like aww, it was just so, so thoughtful. Like nobody's like ever done like something like that thoughtful, you know? Like she fully went out of her way to like write a card for me. Bye.
Did you keep the card?
Yeah.
Why are you so emotional? Are you pregnant?
No, I'm about to get my period. Oh, okay. I can't be pregnant.
Oh, why?
Because I haven't like touched a man in like 6 months. That's why. And I'm not even ready to talk. Maybe that's why I'm emotional. But yeah, it was just like, I just can't. Sweet. But I'm just like an empath. Like I just can't do things anymore. I go on TikTok. I watch one sad video.
Yeah.
There's this one video. Have you seen that video of the kid cutting the cake and he gives the slice to his brother?
I broke down when I saw that video.
I've watched it like 17 times on different occasions. Every single time, like I bawl my eyes out.
100%.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not meant for this life. I'm just so emotional.
For our listeners who haven't seen the video, basically it's this video of two brothers, like an older brother and a younger brother, and they're in, I can't remember what country.
I think it's like Brazil.
Yeah. And the tradition in Brazil, let's just say that's where where the video was filmed, is you cut the cake and you give the first piece of cake to the person that you love the most. And you could see the little brother kind of looking and wondering who the big brother is going to give it to. And he turns around and gives it to the little brother and the little brother just breaks down into tears and is just like overwhelmed with so much love and gratitude. It is like the most beautiful video you have ever seen.
It is, oh my gosh, we got to find that video.
We do.
Oh my God, I'm literally like crying thinking about it. But like that is just me. Like I'm just, if somebody does something nice, like I can just like cry.
I'm the same. I cry when I'm happy, sad, mad, all the feels.
It's so annoying. Like sometimes it's not even sad and I'll just start crying. Like even if it's like somebody who I'm not even like related to, something happens to them, like I'll be like depressed because I can just feel it and just understand it, you know what I mean?
And it's, you know, just what I think it gets more intense as you get older.
Great.
Because
I have to stop myself like crying in public sometimes.
Yeah, I cry all the time.
Like when
girl.
We were flying on the plane, I was watching my show and I started crying twice.
Yeah. I cry in every movie that I see. Like I cried in, what's that? Is it All About You? Is that what that new movie's called?
Anyone But You.
Anyone But You. I cried in that. I cried in, I don't know, like every single movie you could name, like I have just cried.
Yeah.
I don't know what is wrong with me, but. It just happens. Anyways.
It's just crazy.
I love crying. Sometimes I'm like, I need to cry. And I just go look for sad movies or sad shows and just cry.
Yeah, sometimes I do that. Like I'll just put like on like a certain artist. I'll start like listening to a certain type of music.
Yeah.
And then I'll cry and then I'll get in my house a bit. Okay, we got to lock in. Like over it, bored. You know, sometimes you just have to let it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So clearly you've been a bit emotional lately. You've been on an emotional roller coaster, I would say. That's part of the reason why I pushed you to go to Japan. How do you feel about that trip?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, I've just been going through it a little bit recently and I decided very last minute to book a solo trip to Japan. I went for about a week and honestly, I feel so great. It was so much fun.
Were you surprised that I wanted you to leave?
I wasn't surprised, but I was relieved when you were telling me. So basically what happened, it was nighttime and I was just messaging mom and I was like, mom, I literally am depressed. Like, what do I do? And she's like, just go, like just go somewhere. And I was like, ugh.
Well, okay. Let's get a little bit more specific, okay? Tisha was going through a Lego phase.
Going through my Lego phase.
Going to the shops and buying Lego and sitting in her home by herself playing Lego and she wonders why she was depressed.
I still do that.
Listen. And so she messages me and I've had it like because she's been messaging me off and on, you know, every couple of days saying, Mom, I don't feel good. And next thing you know, I see her at the shops buying Lego. And so when she messaged me this night, I was like, you better book a trip overseas somewhere because I'm literally sick of it, Letitia. And so are you glad that I pushed you to go to Japan? Or
yes, I am because this is the thing. I kept talking about it. I was like, I really want to go to Japan. I already had planned to go later in the year with some people. But the thing is, in life, and a lot of people ask me this. They're like, why would you go solo? You can't wait around for people to be able to go. You know what I mean? Because if that time comes, maybe they don't even want to go anymore. So you just have to do it. You can't hold yourself back in life from doing things because you're waiting on somebody else to be able to do it with you. So that's why I went by myself. And I'm glad that mom told me because it felt like once she said, just go book it right now, it felt like I had like permission from her to do it because I wouldn't want to book it, or I wouldn't have booked it and then been like, oh, I'm going to leave next week. Like, that's way too much anxiety for me, because what if she's like, no, like a lot of people were being like, no, that's way too soon, Letitia. Like, have you even planned it? And so I'm glad you told me to go, because I always knew I wanted to go, but I was waiting for the right time. And that's the thing. There's never going to be a right time. There's never a right time for anything. You know, we put off so much things as humans because we wait for the right time. But there's never going to be a right time. And you can't get down to something unless you have the discipline in yourself to do it.
Yeah.
It's a bit unrelated. But there's never going to be a right time. So if you want to do something now, is the only time we have. We're not even promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
So just send it.
Yeah, I agree. That is actually you're so motivational, my God. But I was having this conversation with Deja the other day as well, and one of my pet peeves is when I say, oh, I'll do it on Monday, I'll start next week. Mm. I want to start right now. Like, if I get an idea, this is how my business came to life, because I was like, actually, I want to do that. And I started right then and there. It was like 8 p.m. at night and I started doing my research. If I was like, oh, I'll put it off till Monday, guarantee you I would have been a different person on Monday. You know what I mean? And I love seeing you live your best life, because when I think back to when I was 20, I loved watching my friends travel and explore the world, but I was never able to do that. And by watching you do it makes me feel like it's, you know, feeling a little empty part of my life.
Oh. Yeah. And that's it. You know, it's either day one or one day.
Mm.
And you don't want it to be, oh, I'll do this one day. You want it to be day one all the time. So I booked the trip on Wednesday night at literally 11 p.m. I remember calling Seb and FaceTiming him and be like, hey, and just showing him the booking confirmation, and he was so happy for me. And then I flipped the camera and I was like, yeah, so I can't hang out on Saturday because I'm leaving. And he's like, what? You're going in 2 days? And he just went back to sleep. But his heart rate like must have dropped or like gone up, because it was very last minute. And a lot of people were like, are you sure? Like, are you going to be safe? I was like, I don't even care. Like, this is the thing. People like, you guys need to stop worrying, like, not you guys, but like my friends, they need to stop worrying about me. Like, I get it, but like, I'm not going to get kidnapped. Like, Japan is like the safest country ever. But yeah, a lot of people were very concerned, and I was like, guys, it's fine. I do this stuff all the time. Like,
it is a big move though. It is a big decision to go solo traveling.
I know, but I think when did I go on my first solo trip? When I was 18.
Mm.
No, I was 19. And the thing is, I'm just so unbothered in life. This is why I think I relate to the capybara so much, because the capybara is so unbothered, right? You go and walk up to a capybara, it's not even going to flinch. Like, it doesn't even care. And that's just the same with me. Like, when I went to Bali by myself for 2 weeks at 19 years old, I was so calm and relaxed. I wasn't stressed about anything. And then when I went to Japan and I was in the busiest city of the world and I was going on trains in a country that doesn't speak any English, like, I was not bothered.
Mm.
Like, I don't know why I'm like that, but maybe it's because I did my first solo trip when I was so young, or maybe it's just because I've just always been quite independent.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But, yeah. I'm glad you pushed me to do it, because now you've been like, you just have to do everything right now. And so I'm like, okay, I'll do Eurosummer. Like, seriously, so asking. No, but I'm glad you did, because it was honestly such a good week.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too. And I'm glad you're booking a lot of trips this year, because you just never know when you're going to find the one and pop a baby out, and that's when you can't go traveling. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well make the most of it while you're young.
100%.
So when you posted that video, you started to get a lot of hate, and I actually had to delete my story of you booking the trip on my Instagram because people were getting angry at me. Do you want to walk us through that?
Yeah, so it honestly, there's probably so much hate under the video now, but once I see one hate comment, like, just for my own mental sanity, like, I won't read the comments anymore, because you know, once one comes, then everyone else gets on their burner accounts and they gain the confidence and they start going off. But yeah, I was getting, from what I did see, I was getting a lot of backlash for booking this trip and being able to go overseas so last minute. And it was weird because I wasn't expecting people to like do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was very unexpected. I was like, well, in reality, what if I booked it 3 months ago and I didn't tell anyone and I made this fake video saying, oh, I'm going this weekend and I just booked it. Like, what does that change?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think people were getting upset because I think they took it as you were showing off and you were like, ooh, look at me. I can book a last minute trip. And like, that's why they were getting their back up about it. But they didn't understand that, you know, you were gifted a little card and which helped you get that ticket. Yeah. And I feel when I posted the story on my Instagram, I was getting DM saying, well, not all of us can afford to go on a last minute trip, and like getting angry at me. And I was like, wait, what? I'm just sharing what my daughter has done. Like, I'm excited for her that she's booked a last minute trip to go to Japan. And I feel like lately, I don't know if it's, I thought it was the time of the year last year, everyone was getting, you know, stressed out. But I don't know if it's because we're gaining more followers that a lot of people are getting really upset by things that we say. And I've found lately that I've had to really be cautious of that.
It's tall poppy syndrome. Have you seen that video talking about how Australia has tall poppy syndrome?
No.
Do you know what tall poppy syndrome is?
Kinda.
So basically when people see you start doing good, they want to pull you back down because like people in a, I don't know. I saw this video of this guy talking about tall poppy syndrome, and he said Australia doesn't want to see people succeed because our culture is so laid back and a lot of people are content with being, I don't know how to explain it, but a lot of people, you know, will hype somebody up, and then when they start to reach a certain level, they'll try to bring them back down. Like it happened with Monet. Is it Michael? I don't know. Monet.
Yeah.
She's a big TikToker and everyone was driving her up. And then as soon as she, I think she bought a house or she bought a new car, everyone was like, you're not relatable anymore. And it's like, well, you can't expect somebody to stay the same the whole time. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy because there's other, you know, influences in Australia even that book last minute trips like that.
Yeah.
Like I went to Japan by myself for a week. People leave Australia for months and they travel multiple countries in first class.
Yeah.
And they're taking, you know, big wads of cash and posting it on their story. Like I love that. Like I like wish everybody could do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I see that and I'm like, that is goals. Like, because at the end of the day.
I would never take a photo of my cash. That is just weird.
No, but like these people are loaded. Like they
I still find that weird. Like
because when I go to Japan, I took out like $20. Like, you know what I mean? Like I didn't have enough cash to post on my story. But no, like these people are baddies. This is what I'm saying.
Are you talking about like rappers when they're like on their private jets with their, that I get. But like imagine an influencer just randomly taking a photo of like $10,000 cash. That would be so random.
They have.
Who? This is what I'm saying. Drop some names.
Well, so I'm talking about Michaela.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I didn't
like know. We love Michaela. I love her. I think she just went on a trip and she.
She's got these hot-ass rich-ass friends too.
And
she probably gets hate for that. I mean, we probably don't see, you know, the hate that she gets.
Yeah, I'm saying, but there's multiple other influences like Anna Paul, she's never even home either.
Yeah.
Like she's always traveling. That's what I'm saying. Like it was just, I was just like shocked because I've never seen them get any hate for.
Maybe because it's they work on OnlyFans and they're expected to make a lot of money and they're expected to do all these extravagant things, whereas we're not on OnlyFans. And it's, do you get me? Like, it's not, we have a podcast. Like, we're kind of different in that way. And maybe people just, maybe they want us on OnlyFans. Maybe that's the only way.
Maybe.
But yeah, I do find it weird because, yeah, it is kind of strange. Hey, like the people in that industry, like there's this girl on TikTok and she's a dancer at a strip club and she sits there counting her money. And I love watching those videos. Have you seen them?
Yes, I love those.
But I don't think she gets any hate either. But can you imagine if I was sitting at my vanity going, hey guys, this is how much I made from my podcast today. Imagine if I got paid from a brand, a brand deal that I did on TikTok and I start counting my money in front of the vanity. That would be so wild.
Some like, you know, UGC creators, they're like, come with me to film one video for $3,000. Who? And they post that. I'm like, girl, if I ever posted anything like that,
yeah,
I'd be done for. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Like UGC creators and they're like, this is how much I made in 1 month. This is how much I made in a week. Come with me to film a video for this much amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so weird because you could be like, if I did this, for example, a year ago, I wouldn't have gotten any hate.
Yeah, it's weird.
But now I did.
Yeah, it's confusing.
But everyone loved my Japan content. So I was like, I know you guys are switching up. I know you guys. You would have said you didn't want to see me go or whatever, but
I wonder if it's we're taking more notice of the hate comments or if it is actually something that's happening. Because I remember, let's rewind 2 years ago, I would post something and laugh because people would get angry at the stupidest things. Now I post something and I get really worried that people hate me. And maybe I should take down my video or maybe I shouldn't share my opinion on this or maybe, you know, I'm really second guessing myself. Maybe the hate comments are actually getting to us.
I think it's more like there's more value now that if, you know, the hate comments, they seem more serious because if something were to happen, like we'd have nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, true.
Whereas at the time, like a year ago, still just doing TikTok for fun.
Yeah.
And I still do like TikTok for fun, but maybe because there's more value and you think of like the clients watching and
yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? Maybe that's what it is. See, like I don't really think about that though. But even from the start, I've always just been like, I'll take a video down if I get a hate comment. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think it does start to get with you. I even saw a post 2 days ago Anna Paul did on her story and she went to see a Broadway show and on the photo it was like, I don't want to share my opinion because people keep getting angry at me but I'm going to do it anyway. So maybe like, you know, we do try to be strong and we do try to avoid, you know, taking these negative comments in but we're only human. We can only take so much. So,
and it's so hard to be like in the middle of an opinion. You know what I mean? Because if you say one thing, you piss off a million people. If you say the other thing, you piss off the other million people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I don't really ever.
I love sharing my opinion though. Because
but the thing is, like, I don't even have an opinion on most things. Like, I really don't be thinking about much besides, like, you know, what I'm going to do today. Like, I don't, I don't know.
I love sharing my opinion, but I don't want the person who has the opposite opinion to me to hate me. Because I listen, like, as an example, I did a video the other day about Australia Day. And there were people in the comments were like calling me un-Australian for not celebrating Australia Day, you know, a whole heap of negative stuff. But if I ran into someone in the street who was celebrating Australia Day, I would be okay with that.
That's the thing. Like, I have my same opinion on Australia Day. Like, I don't celebrate it, but I'm not going to go around to people's houses being like, you can't do it. Like, yes. My opinion doesn't have to be the same as yours. Like,
and we can still be friends and we can still, you know, it's like religions, right?
Mm.
If someone had their own beliefs about, let's just say I was an atheist and someone was a Catholic person and they had their own beliefs, I'm not going to sit there and try to convince them otherwise. Like, you've got your beliefs and I love you for that. These are my beliefs, you know, that type of thing. And just because you believe something different doesn't mean I'm going to hate you. Does that make sense?
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I feel the same. And I feel like people, when they see that video, like especially about Australia Day, they think it's such an attack. It's like, I actually don't care about what you do. Like, this is just my, like, I've just always been like that. Like, I'm literally Indigenous. Like, I'm just not going to celebrate it. That's me. And I'm not going to hate you because you celebrate it.
Yeah.
But you're just not my person. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah.
No, the internet is so weird right now.
It is very weird.
Okay, before we go, let's check the results on our poll on who should be paying for the Ubers.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
So hang on, let me pull them up here. They've only been up for an hour, but you know what? We've got some pretty solid answers here. 70% say split it 50-50.
Okay. And how many percent for me?
4%.
That was probably a misclick. Let's be real. It's not. Let's be real.
They were meant to click your name, not split 50-50.
No, they were meant to click split 50-50.
And then I'm 26%.
So if it was out of us two, it would still be you.
Yeah, but the clear winner is 50-50, which is all I want, Letitia, taking turns in the Ubers.
Well, you don't get everything you want in life.
Gosh. I'm going to keep fighting for 50-50 and I'm going to keep annoying you every time we come to Sydney to record. So,
oh my gosh, just send me a tax invoice and I'll send you the money.
As if last time I sent you a tax invoice, you never paid me.
Because I get confused. Alrighty, guys, well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, make sure you follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Basically Besties Pod, and please make sure to rate us 5 stars. Okay, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, situated on Gadigal land, and hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.